Hi, I'm Connie Terwilliger. I'm a professional voice talent, a teacher, and a coach, primarily a voiceover talent, though I just work the teaching in when I can fit it into my schedule. What I do on occasion is speak to larger groups of people about the concept of self-evaluation, how important that is for a voiceover person at any stage in their career, even when you're just starting to think about the idea of becoming a voiceover person. Self-evaluation is critical all the way from the very beginning through a successful voiceover career. It would probably be a pretty safe bet if I was to say that sometime in your life you were told something on the lines of you have a nice voice or an interesting voice and you should be in the business or you should do something with it. A few of you listening to this may be at the very beginning of your quest to be a voiceover person. Many of you may have taken a seminar or two. Many of you may already have demos but are wondering why you're not getting work or you're not getting more work. And some of you are already working, but you may want to take your business to a higher level. Well, for all of you, it's time for a detailed self-evaluation of the business in general, as well as who you are, what you truly sound like, what you're doing with your voice, your potential, and where you fit or might fit in the business. There are a million and one ways that voiceover work can pay your bills, or at least some of them. Some jobs pay top dollar, some don't. Some will challenge your acting skills, some will not. Some will be fun, a lot will be pretty dry, and each kind of work demands different kinds of voices. Knowing what kind of work is available and who holds the purse strings are critical steps in any self-evaluation. No matter what stage you're in, knowing how to critically evaluate what you're actually doing with your voice is another key step. To make the big money in voiceover, you need to find that special something, that unique quality or style that sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. If you're new to the business, self-evaluation will help you figure out if you can make it at all. If you already have some training and have a demo, it will help give you the tools to critically analyze this. It will also help you gain a baseline understanding of your own abilities. If you're already working, self-evaluation techniques will help you to critically listen to a self-directed audition, for example, or the actual job, and understand when it is time to send it to the client. And because this business is not all about having talent, a good self-evaluation includes looking at the realities of the business side of the business, the bookkeeping, the marketing, and the technology requirements. You need to be able to look at your talent, the technology, the marketing, and the business aspect of this business and critically determine if you have what it takes to make big money with your voice. This is the kind of information that I covered in that 3 hours at Voice 2007, which is now on a 2-CD set with a 14-page workbook, plus a bonus 7-minute track that I did for the VoiceOver Experts podcasts on Voices.com.